The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan create problems for military recruiters in this country. The Army missed its recruitment goals for the month of February by about 25%. This is the first time recruiters have not met their goals since the September 11th attacks, but the Army expects more shortfalls in the coming months. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca reports.
In the fall of 2001, it seemed like every local newscast in America featured a story about military recruiters dealing with a cadre of young men and women eager to sign up and strike back. But the empirical data didn't follow the inspiring anecdotes. Statistics show there was no surge in enlistment. Today, Army enlistment goals are up, but total enlistments are down, and some military experts, like Tom Donnelly of the American Enterprise Institute, are wondering if the military didn't miss an opportunity. Donnelly says that 1 or 2 months of missed quotas won't hurt the war effort, unless it becomes a trend.
The big concern would also be that this is the tip of the iceberg. You know, if there's a problem of multiple rotations to the Middle East and the prospect of more of the same for years to come in the future, that will dramatically reduce the numbers.
Earlier this month, the Defense Department website posted surveys they had conducted on why potential recruits weren't enlisting. Those surveys have since been removed from public view, but the AP reported that the number one factor for not wanting to join went from inconvenience in 2000 to fear in 2004. Lieutenant Colonel John Gillette is an Army recruiter in New York.
Everybody's concerned. There's fear of going to base training. There's fear of going to combat. There's fear of any one of a number of things that, you know, the applicant and soldier has to come to grips with.
Gillette likes to sit the recruit down with a veteran of the Iraq War who sells the recruit not on the idea that there's nothing to be afraid of, but on the notion that one of the things the Army can do is help you conquer fear. Increasingly, the message is being relayed to the recruit's parents or teachers, coaches, and counselors who the Army calls influencers. Because kids tend to be more gung-ho than adults when it comes to enlisting during a hot war. The type of recruit who is joining, says Gillette, is one who's motivated not by the scholarships or training opportunities that the old Army of One slogan emphasized.
The overall trend has been for the applicants to be motivated by patriotism. We've seen a surge in patriotism.
Gillette echoes the words of Secretary of the Army Francis Harvey, who says that patriotism will become the big selling point. Which sounds a little like the hotel chain which loses business travelers and is forced to rebrand itself as family-friendly. But retired Colonel Bob Killebrew says it's not the case that patriotism has simply become the last refuge of the recruiter.
You get a sense that there always has been a latent patriotism and desire to serve your country out there among young men and women. We probably just didn't tap it soon enough.
The Army's advertising firm, Leo Burnett, has created materials which play on patriotism while at the same time trying to assure the influencers. Army Secretary Harvey told the Senate that the ranks of recruiters would increase from 9,000 to 12,000 and monetary incentives for enlisting are on the rise. But the biggest influence on Army recruiting may have nothing to do with any of that. Since the elections, the death toll out of Iraq has been down slightly. If the Army becomes a less dangerous option, recruiters might find the hard sell not as hard. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.